Oh, come on now, Josh. It's going to get it.
I don't care. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Sunday afternoon, the Sunday edition of the midday show. Couple segments left for us. We're going to do an AMA. So we'll try. I mean, okay. I don't know who's out there, if they have phones or anything, but they probably do.
Yeah, everybody listen to me.
We got a phone number, 404-726-0929. In about 15 minutes, you can call in, get on hold, and you can ask us anything.
Yes.
We'll do our best to answer your questions. As we broadcast live from Murph's, Cobb Galleria, All-Star Village, All-Star Week kind of upon us after the Braves game's over today.
Yeah.
Going to take a little bit more time than we thought because the game's in a rain delay right now in St. Louis, and it looked pretty bad.
Like, yeah, man.
It wasn't one of those, like, those passing storms. It looked like the rain might be setting in. So hopefully they get back underway soon, and we'll get you updated. The Braves are tied 1-1 right now with the Cardinals going for the sweep. But we're hanging out. Had a chance to talk to Mickey Tettleton in the last hour, former All-Star, and talk some kind of old school. It's a funny thing, he played like right in the era where we both really got into baseball in the 80s and on through the 90s and all that. And it's just fun to talk to him about the old days. And we'll be back down here tomorrow and Tuesday as well.
Yeah, man, make sure y'all come out and hang out with us and everything. You know, the experience, I'm talking to a couple of listeners that are here and say it's the coolest thing ever, man. It's just going over there and hanging out.
Yeah.
And obviously, it's kid friendly. A lot of that's what he was telling me. It's like more suited for more kids than anything that's over there. So yeah, if you got your babies, bring them on down. But yeah, we'll be hanging out for 3 days. We'll be hanging out here. But it was funny because I remember you, when we got here, because it's our third
time
coming.
We're almost Beyonce
coming to Murph.
She had 4 days. We got three.
If you had, she's tanning up, dog.
So are we.
I know. But come on, we us.
Yeah.
We,
there was no doubt.
That makes no sense.
They didn't know if Beyonce was going to tear it up.
They know Beyonce.
Maybe she might.
They didn't know
Beyonce
was
going to
be good.
They knew Andy and Randy were going to tear it up at Cobb Galleria.
There's no way they could tell Beyonce was going to be good. All right? Okay? It could.
Crazy. Track record, maybe.
Our track record, yeah. You know what I mean? But, I mean, everybody ain't crazy and in love.
I
know that because baby girl I'm excited for her because she's so excited. My baby girl's going tomorrow night. Her and her best friend are going. Down to that immaculate show of her flying through the air. Like, I'm all for pleasing fans. That came out so wrong.
Because you have fans.
I'm all about making everybody smile and cheer and everything like that.
Right.
But me in a damn I'm sitting on a damn horse, strapped to the top of Mercedes Benz. Riding across,
that's
a little dangerous.
That's probably too much.
That's a little dangerous to me.
That's too much.
That's all. I'm just saying.
I don't know. Like, you know, I don't know what we're at a pretty good level right now with the midday show.
Right.
I don't know what we need to do to take it over the top, but maybe it's acrobatics. Maybe it's Randy McMichael. Because remember, was it Ludacris that came down from
the ceiling? Oh yeah, that's right.
During the 50th hip hop anniversary.
Yes, I remember that.
I don't know. Maybe it's Randy Mac coming down from the ceiling.
No way in hell, I'm doing that.
I know.
And I'm talking about
the
biggest process of that is me going up there.
Yeah. How do you even get up there? Hey, Grant McCauley.
G-Mac, what up, baby? That process of the ladders or the stairs that you have to take to get up there is
– because you know how those stairs are in situations like that where they're the metal ones?
Yes.
And then they're grates, and you can see right through
them. And I'm losing it.
So you're seeing – however high up that is, hundreds of feet – you're looking straight down at the field.
Yes.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do it either.
I love you guys. We appreciate y'all doing what y'all done for our career and all that stuff.
That's the line.
I'm not going.
Yeah, we're not going to do that. Like, if they were like, hey, Andy and Randy, you guys are going to be syndicated nationally, but the first thing you got to do is you got to descend from the roof of Mercedes-Benz.
I will be
you know
fine.
What?
Live
fun.
And local ain't
live. And local's fine. Live and local's just fine.
Y'all get me up there.
But you know what? Good for Beyonce.
Yeah, man.
Do you think she has like a stunt double or something? Because like she, you know, she's a treasure.
You know the funniest?
You can't be risking Beyonce's life just for
I'm still trying.
That.
My whole thing about stunt doubles, I'm still trying to figure out how Michael got on that goddamn mountain. Y'all remember the Super Bowl performance?
Oh, yes.
And then he just jumped it off and said, he on the goddamn mountain?
Yeah, that, I don't know.
That I need to say, I don't remember.
Must
I,
have been taped delayed.
You know, I don't know what was going on. Mike was
like Lady Gaga, like, jumped off the roof and all of a sudden like, she's flying down.
I don't understand that stuff, man. But Beyonce is, she's the one. The one. I just love the fact that her hair, like, my wife told me this. Like, you ever notice how her hair is always flowing? Like, she keeps fans.
There must be a fan off camera at all times.
All right, fellas, y'all take care, man. Thanks,
y'all. See you guys.
Thank y'all.
Nice to meet you guys.
But no.
Enjoy the All-Star game.
Like, yeah, for real, like, does she walk around with just.
Like that little belt fan you got us for for training camp last year? She has one that just stands over that way and blows her hair.
It blows her hair there, well,
yeah,
man.
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
She looks good, though.
But yeah, so she's in town. What else? We got other concerts.
Here's what I like about Beyonce. Let me just take a slight detour.
It's Beyonce. What's not to like?
I like a lot of things about
what's
Beyonce.
Like?
I've been a large fan of her music for a long time. I like that she
decided. Did you just say a large fan?
A big fan.
Big. Don't say large.
It's the same word.
No, it's not. It's weird when you say I've been a large fan of hers.
I get bored saying the same stuff,
though.
That's
just weird.
All right. I like Beyonce's music.
Okay, there we go.
Fine. I like it. I like that she decided to make a country album.
Yes.
And I like that it makes people mad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not country music.
Because here's the thing. Listen to it. It is. It sounds like country music.
I don't know what country music is supposed to sound like. All I know is that my wife
it sounds like that.
When my wife drives, she controls the music. And when it first came out, for some whatever reason, I was riding.
It's good.
And she was listening to it. It's fine.
Yeah.
But the thing about it, I like Beyonce. I can't say that I'm a Beyonce fan.
Oh,
because being a fan
consider me a fan.
Being a fan it means that if I'm in the car, I turn it on.
Well, I guess I've never done that.
Do you do the
I've never done
that. Do you do the
I've told you. I did the single ladies dance.
Yeah, you did.
At a party one time. And it was a hit. You got to kind of hit that part.
Don't do it in front of me, though.
Yeah, I know. That's what you said last time.
Yeah, this did me right.
You got really mad.
Yeah, did me right.
About it.
Yeah, did me.
I'm not a single lady. I'm just saying, like.
No. Did me right here, though.
The dance.
It's
a good dance.
I ain't one of them that you did that dance for, though, because I would have snatched your ass. And you get your ass over.
No, everybody loved it. It was a hit.
Yeah, they did.
It was a hit.
Yeah, because you do it around me.
It was a crowd pleaser. It's a good song. Can't deny it.
Oh, man.
Can't deny the talent that she's got.
Yeah. Oh, the woman is outstanding. She is outstanding and all that other.
You get Dolly Parton on the album. Dolly Parton gave it the seal of approval.
Well, I mean,
if anything's more country music than that, I don't know what it is.
Nothing is, man. Dolly is – I was about to say the G word, but I hate that word.
Yeah.
It's so bad now that I want to scratch my eyeballs out. Because of that.
When you hear it,
yes.
You want to scratch your eyeballs
yes.
out? And your eardrums?
Yep.
Yeah, we don't call people the goat.
Yes, it's just the most annoying thing ever.
I agree.
Yes. Whatever. But
who's singing the national anthem at the All-Star game?
I don't know. Is there a prop bet for that?
Like length of it?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, because I'm like, because we always do it during the Super Bowl. Let's see, what is the prop bet? Odo, is old boy, the tuxedo guy, going to do the stuff in the show?
Well, I hope so. Yeah, I hope that he's involved with
it. Oh, no, he got to be up in there. I never seen a man just carry a tuxedo everywhere.
Well, maybe not. You just only see him when he's in his tuxedo at the game.
Oh, no, he wears a tuxedo all the time. He got tuxedo pajamas.
Goes viral. Oh, I guess Zach Brown's going to do it.
Zach Brown
is a country singer.
Isn't he?
And he's from Dahlonega originally.
That's what I'm saying.
I believe.
Is he the one that got the place in?
State Farm? At State Farm, Zach Brown's kind of like Terrace, which is pretty cool.
Okay.
So yeah, I guess he did the national anthem at the Orioles game the other night to get ready for the All-Star game here.
Sweet.
And I bet he's done a lot of those. Huge country star.
Yes. Nice.
So plus Dahlonega. You know how many superstars come from Dahlonega? I don't know. Him.
Oh, I thought you were asking me, are there superstars that come from Dahlonega? I don't know.
They're doing a Christmas in July festival in Dahlonega.
What is
in
a Christmas in July?
Well, it's
like Christmas trees and stuff?
Christmas stuff. Yeah, but it's going to be in
July.
You know who's going to be there?
Remember Kirby used to do that? Remember we had Kirby?
Well, yeah,
on?
Kirby Smart celebrates Christmas
Kirby,
in July with his family.
Yeah.
But you know who's going to Christmas in July in Dahlonega?
The damn Bunkers.
The Bunkers will be there. Snickers will be there. Nobody loves Christmas as much as my wife does. And I like going to Dahlonega. That's pretty fun.
Yeah.
I guess we go once a year usually, but now we're going to go twice a year Christmas in July
the
festival
damn
in Dahlonega.
Bunkers are going to be.
That'll be fun.
Bunkers are going to be up
They film
there.
A lot of Hallmark movies there.
I can see that. Mm-hmm. I can see that. With the same old actress, Tori Spelling. Or DJ from Full House?
Yeah, it's her now. Candace Cameron Bure.
It's either Tori Spelling or DJ or that other crazy lady back in the day from Facts of Life.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Candace Cameron's the new Hallmark like mainstay. And we were up there one time years ago, and it was like, what's going on? There's a bunch of like white like foam. Oh, it's fake snow.
Uh-huh.
They're filming a Hallmark movie. She was in the movie.
Really?
Then we watched it. And the same thing happened.
I mean, small town. Yep.
Small town girl falls in love with the hometown hunk.
Yep.
You know,
and he's a bad guy.
She went
guy.
Off to the big city and became a lawyer and lost touch with what the true meaning of Christmas was.
Man.
And then she came back home. And some guy she went to high school with runs a Christmas tree farm and somehow has a dead wife.
His little daughter's cute.
And
it's December, and he always ain't got no shirt on.
Always.
Yeah, he got no shirt on in December.
Or just like really form-fitting flannel shirts.
Yeah, man.
It's like, this guy's in pretty good shape for living in Dahlonega. No offense, but like, why does he look like that, and why is he single, you know?
Yeah.
And then she goes home because she's got to visit her family. She hasn't been home in years because she's too busy in the big city.
And then her phone rings the whole time.
Yeah, but she doesn't answer
it. She's texting and everything. Yeah. Hold on, Mom. I got it. Yeah,
exactly.
Right there.
She falls in love with Trent.
Oh, my. Okay. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Anyway, that's still
awesome. We've all done it. So don't get like, you know, when you with your mom. And you had a black grandmama, so you know this. you know this, dog. With your, you got to watch Hallmark and Stories.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and them Stories. You got to watch them Stories. Yeah. You know you watch the younger the rest of them Stories.
She did watch the Stories. I will say, my black grandma. Jehovah's Witness.
Get out of here.
So there was no
Christmas.
No Hallmark. No Christmas.
Yeah.
No Christmas. No Christmas.
How was
December 25th was just another day.
Really?
Just another day. How was that? I don't know. Weird. Super weird. I had to go to what's it called? What do they call it? Meetings. And they go to it's not temple. What do they call it?
You went to Jehovah's
the mission thing.
You went to Jehovah's Witness Church?
Yeah, a couple times.
Really?
Yeah.
How was it?
Weird. No, it was great. It was awesome. It was totally normal.
Yeah.
And hopefully everyone who's listening, we respect all religions.
We damn sure do.
We'll come back and we'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, it's Sunday afternoon. You probably didn't expect to turn your radio on and hear Andy and Randy, but here we are.
Here we are.
And now we're relying on you to ask us questions about any topic, and we will answer them. 404-726-0929. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.